Good morning. It's 16 minutes after the hour. You're listening to KCAW Sitka, and this is Morning Edition. I'm joined in the studio this morning by Jackson Matthew and Peter Williams. They're here to talk about Reconciliation Day. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
So Reconciliation Day is a fairly new term, and I would love to hear, just start by hearing from both of you about the background and why we're talking about Reconciliation Day right now.
Well, several years ago, I think it was the year before the sesquicentennial, a local Sican, Paulette Marino, went to the transfer ceremony, which historically has been sort of boycotted by most natives in Sitka, and held up a sign that just said, "Gunal Shchish to the Tlingit people for your taking care of Tlingit Ani since time immemorial." And for holding up that sign at a public event, she was asked to leave and harassed, basically, verbally accosted by some of the reenactors. And that experience led a diverse group of Sikkins to think, hey, we can do better than this, both settlers and Native folks. And so the next year, we came together and kind of introduced this concept of Reconciliation Day and the mourning ceremony instead of the celebration of the so-called transfer of Alaska.
Yeah, and to give a little bit of a kind of a broader background, there's something called the Doctrine of Discovery, which was in the time of Christopher Columbus and was a religious and legal document and doctrine that allowed those who were discovering areas, if there were people that were inhabiting the lands, if they were non-Christians and not using the land in a certain way, they didn't have title to it. So the Doctrine of Discovery is a way that these lands were stolen from indigenous people. And the Supreme Court actually upheld the Doctrine of Discovery later. And the Doctrine of Discovery informs laws that exist today and is directly related to the transfer ceremony, along with the Treaty of Cession in 1867, which there was no recognition of the tribal rights of the indigenous folks that already existed here at the time. There was recognition of that in other parts of the United States, but Alaska Natives, we were not recognized. Our rights were not recognized until Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act in 1971.
And I think that is part of what Reconciliation Day is all about. Is it's not controversial at this point that the air quotes sale of Alaska from Russia to the United States was completely illegal. Russia had no basis for doing that, and that was acknowledged in ANCSA. The whole point of ANCSA was that the sale of Alaska was illegal. So this is in the history books. This isn't controversial. But what's kind of baffling is that people are still celebrating the reenactment of this crime, and it is having, it's damaging to the Native people who live here. It's kind of an embarrassment. It's cringy for me as a white person to see that my community is celebrating a crime.
And Jackson, you're referring to the transfer ceremony that takes place every year on October 18. And there's an alternate ceremony planned for today, is my understanding, that you both are involved in. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Yeah, it's called the mourning ceremony, and it's going to be at the bottom of New Flane, also known as Castle Hill.
And that's mourning with a U.
Yes.
Great.
And there's going to be, well, if you want to go into the specifics, Jackson.
There's going to be ceremonies presented by some of the dance groups in town. An important part of the history of New Flane and the transfer ceremony is that New Flane was the traditional site of the Kiksati clan houses, and after the Battle of 1804, Lord Baranoff kind of came and burned them down and built his castle up there. That's where the so-called transfer happened, on the ashes of the Kiksati clan houses. So there is important history on Now Tlain, what's called Castle Hill, and on this day to learn about, and even cause for celebration. But the so-called transfer, the theft of Alaska, is not what we're here to celebrate, and also to acknowledge that it kicked off a new time of troubles and colonization for the Native people in Alaska.
Mm-hmm. And so there's this ceremony this afternoon, but Reconciliation Day has also been, it seems, part of a broader movement. Do you have a goal? What is the overall goal of this Reconciliation Day movement?
Yeah, to take celebration and continuing celebration, but to put it in a way that's also healing and inclusive to groups that, like such individuals and groups such as myself, that have suffered and continue to suffer under colonial occupation. Mm-hmm. And then also giving a time for descendants of settlers and who are settlers to come together and heal.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to say that we have one goal and then we'll be done. What our hopes are is to kick off a process. Mm-hmm. And that process, colonization has been a multi-generational process, and reconciliation will be too.
Yes, and I think that's a very good point, because looking at a lot of treaties and settlements and claims, it seems that governments, you know, colonial governments will pass one and think that that's it, that it's done and it's over, mm-hmm. when that didn't heal anything or fix it permanently, and that it's actually an ongoing process. And so to take that bravery and that time to have it being a continual process.
Mm-hmm. And so what would you say to someone who, you know, maybe this is the first time that they're hearing the word Reconciliation Day, or they come across the morning ceremony this afternoon, and it's the first time that they've seen something like this. How would you sort of briefly summarize what this event is, and
what this event is about is changing the focus of what we celebrate. And I think a lot of folks in Sitka who are attached and comfortable with just reenacting the same old crimes and would be happy to see that happen for another 150 years, is that there are reconciliation makes a lot of white folks feel uncomfortable, but it can be something that is rewarding and like productive in its own right. And besides the fact of righting the wrongs of history and the fact that settlers like myself have to step forward out of our comfort zones and reconcile with Indigenous folks, there's also this opportunity to grow like a new and better Sitka, one that heals rather than reenacts trauma. And so I think it's exciting. And like, besides the moral obligation that I feel to reconcile, I also think it's just the right and good thing to do. And so I would say approach it with an open mind, like get excited for the possibilities. Also get ready to like own up to some of our mistakes that we've made as a culture, but mostly it's a good thing. Something worth celebrating.
And Jackson, it sounds like you're addressing both settlers and potentially Native Sitkins. Is this an event? Who should be coming to this morning ceremony this afternoon?
Everybody.
Everybody. Okay.
Yeah. And I think those that are willing, just, you know, not everyone, but everyone's welcome, but to come with openness,
mm-hmm.
And come to be like those who want to come to a morning ceremony and be a part and bear witness and heal and mourn with us.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. And so it sounds like what both of you are saying is that part of the goal here is to just in some way raise awareness of an alternate narrative and to challenge a narrative that the narrative that stands on top of Castle Hill. Does that feel like an accurate summary?
Yes, and also to broaden dialogue and thinking within the community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of an example of our focus at the moment is on the transfer ceremony, mm-hmm. and the reenactment of the transfer ceremony, to examine that. Like, what does that mean to reenact that history? And what does it mean when society is condoning that and allowing that to happen?
But of course, the transfer ceremony is one part. That's not the only thing you're focused on in a broader sense.
It's kind of the thing we've set our sights on for the last couple of years. And mm-hmm. like we said before, it's not a one and done goal. It's a process that we want to begin. And
right.
I think ending the reenactment of that theft is an important first step. And ending that will literally create space atop Nautilan on this day for new and different mm-hmm. actions. And so that's what I hope to see in the coming years.
Great. And so is this a Sitka-based effort, or is it a statewide effort? Where are your... It sounds like mostly focused on Sitka right now. Is there a plan for a statewide effort?
Yeah, so it's Sitka-focused right now. There is effort being done with spreading the awareness outside of Sitka, which mm-hmm. has been done this year through press releases. We're also looking at broadening this conversation, inviting some folks to come and have conversations about it publicly, mm-hmm. after the 18th, maybe a couple months down the line. So it's something that's continuing to grow.
Great. And Peter, when you say we, there are other folks involved in this process and in Reconciliation Day. Who else is part of this group?
It's a lot of different Sickens who just came together for the purpose of trying to make October 18th a better day than it has been. I know some people in the group are afraid of retaliation from some of other Sickens, so I don't want to name names, but it's part of a larger movement to decolonize Sitka is the phrase, and there's a lot of overlap with the folks who did Indigenous People's Day on Monday. We hope to carry forward more events into November, which is Native American Awareness Month nationally.
Yeah, and so it'd be important to talk about this, just not Thlinkat and Alaska Natives that are involved, but also there's a lot of folks that are non-Native, and that mm-hmm. is really meaningful for them. And that's what I'm hearing. And so in this process, it's also a time for them to work through these kind of complicated issues that they didn't necessarily choose.
Mm-hmm. Great. And we are just about out of time, but we've had Jackson Matthew and Peter Williams in the studio this morning. Thank you both so much. There's a Reconciliation Day ceremony at 2 p.m. at the base of Nautilan, and that's Or Castle Hill. And anything else that we should know as we go into today?
I'd just like to ask all Sickens to approach each other with an open mind and hear what your Alaska Native and Thlinkat neighbors and friends have to say on this.
Wonderful. Well, thank you both so much for coming in today. This has been a pleasure, and have a good rest of your morning.
Goyana.